No matter where you are, you gotta love this. We're into legislative overtime. It's Texas Standard Time for this Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. I'm David Brown. Let's survey the field in front of us, shall we? It is 30 days long, 20 items on the agenda. Get them done, and by the way, no apologies. That is the position of Greg Abbott, the governor of the Lone Star State, as 2017 special session gets underway. Governor Abbott is definitely getting out in front here. In a speech to a sold-out auditorium blocks from the state capitol yesterday, defending his decision to call lawmakers back, taking specific aim at the need to rein in overregulation by local government, as he puts it. Local tree ordinances are promoting socialism and collectivism. The governor warned that when local governments infringe on property rights, boost regulations, raise taxes, those are, quote, California-like policies. And this is hurting the Texas brand. When it comes to the Texas brand, Governor Abbott, we might have a bigger problem. So say a rapidly rising number of CEOs from some of the biggest companies in Texas, indeed some of the biggest in the U.S., urgently calling the governor's attention to the prospect of the Texas brand taking a serious hit and Texas companies and the state economy bearing the brunt of it. Lauren Magahi is state politics reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Lauren, thanks for speaking with the Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Yesterday, this letter from 14 Dallas-area companies, the CEOs of IBM, AT&T, Southwest, Texas Instruments. I mean, there's a real who's who here. What did this letter say?
The letter was really straightforward. It said, look, we are concerned about these bathroom bills that you've resurrected for the special session. This was a letter sent directly to Governor Greg Abbott. And we don't think that they are right for Texas. And we think that they hurt our chances of recruiting and retaining good employees. They specifically said they believe the bathroom bills are discriminatory against the LGBT community and that they don't belong in the 21st century or in Texas values.
These are some pretty heavy hitters, the names on this letter. Or the response from the governor's office?
Well, he responded yesterday and basically said, I don't think this is going to have a major impact on our economy here in Texas. That was after the CEOs, one of the top execs of IBM and a number of other trade and tourism groups held a press conference on the steps of the Capitol saying the exact opposite, you know, that this will hurt the Texas brand, as you called it. So he's rejecting that characterization for now, even in the face of all this business opposition.
You were at the Capitol yesterday, and I understand it was quite a scene. Could you describe it for us?
Sure. I mean, there were a lot of people there already, lots of rallies and press conferences, and there was a large meeting down the street at a conservative think tank where Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick spoke. So it felt like the session had already started, frankly. They're not lawmaking quite yet, but a lot of people are making known their feelings on some of the top issues that they are expected to take up in the next month.
As I understand it, that Governor Abbott said yesterday he's going to be keeping a close watch on which lawmakers are supporting his 20 agenda items and which are not. I guess he's making a list, checking it twice. What is he doing there?
That's right. This is kind of a throwaway comment he made at the end of a speech at this think tank I mentioned. He said, we need to call people out. He called for other conservative organizations to make their own lists and said that he will be publishing his lists of kind of his naughty and nice lawmakers, those that support him and those that don't. We don't have any details yet on what that might look like. The governor's office hasn't responded to our request for when this might come out and what it's going to entail, but it was kind of a surprising thing to hear yesterday.
I'm kind of wondering about Governor Abbott's position here when it comes to comparing where he is right now with the start of this special session and where he was during the regular session. It almost seems as if he was sitting out on the sidelines during the regular session, watching as Strauss and Patrick were sort of determining where this legislature was going to go. And then he made up his mind he's going to push behind Dan Patrick. I mean, that's the way it appears to a lot of listeners.
Right. And I mean, we don't know exactly what was going on behind the scenes during the regular session with how involved Governor Greg Abbott was, but at least publicly, it's like night and day. During the regular session, he was very much behind the scenes, you know, very rarely made comments or statements or appearances on this legislation that was being debated. Now he's, you know, making it very clear that he wants to be incredibly involved and that he's going to try to steer the conversation as much as he can. That said, you know, when it comes down to the actual lawmaking, it is those legislators there in the Capitol that really can steer the ship. So I think a lot of people are expecting a lot more, maybe confrontation between Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Speaker Joe Strauss, mm-hmm. who are not friends. I don't know if it will come to fisticuffs as it did in the last days of the session, but right. we're all kind of keeping an eye out for tensions being high this month.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this chapter goes. State politics reporter for the Dallas Morning News, Lauren McGaughey, she's going to be covering this. Lauren, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks.